Hello, thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I want to share a story with you today, and it is kind of a somber one, but I think it really can put things into perspective for us. So there was a bridge which spanned over a large river, and during most of the day, the bridge sat with its length running up and down the river and paralleled with the banks, allowing ships to pass freely on both sides of the bridge. But at certain times during the day, a train would come along and the bridge would be turned sideways across the river, allowing the train to cross it. A switchman sat in a small shack on one side of the river where he operated the controls to turn the bridge and lock it into place one way or another. So when the train was coming, he would turn it one way, and when the river needed to flow and ships were coming, he would turn it the other way. I think I've seen bridges like this, and I'm sure you can kind of picture what I'm talking about. So one evening, as the switchman was waiting for the last train of the day to come, he looked off in the distance and caught a sight of the train lights, and he stepped to the control and waited until the train was within a prescribed distance. When he was about to turn the bridge, he turned the bridge into position, but to his horror, he found the locking control did not work. If the bridge was not securely in position, it would wobble back and forth, and as the train came to pass it, the train would jump the track and go crashing into the river. And this train was a passenger train with many people aboard on it. He left the bridge and turned in the river mode, and he hurried across the bridge to the other side of the river where there was a lever to switch that he could switch and hold and operate the lock manually, and he would have to hold the lever back firmly as the train crossed. And he could hear the train coming, and he took hold of the lever and leaned backward to apply its weight to it, trying to hold it in place, locking the bridge. He kept applying the pressure and to keep the mechanism locking, and many lives depended on this man's strength, so he definitely knew how important it was. Then, coming across the bridge from the direction of his control shack, he heard a sound that made the blood in his body run cold, and it was a little voice saying, "Daddy, where are you?" It was his 4-year-old son, and he was crossing the bridge to look for him. Now, his first impulse was to cry out to the child to run, but the train was too close, and his tiny legs would never make it across the bridge in time. And the man almost left his lever to run and snatch up his son and carry him to safety, but then he realized that he could not get back to the lever in time, and either the people on the train or this man's little boy must die. And he took a moment to make his decision, and the train sped safely and swiftly on his way, and no one was even aware of the tiny little broken body that was thrown into the river by the onrushing train. Nor were they aware of the pitiful figure of this man just sobbing and clinging tightly to the locking lever after the train had passed. And this man had to then walk home and tell his wife how their son had brutally died. Now, if you can comprehend the emotions that this man went through, you can kind of begin to understand the feelings of our Heavenly Father when he sacrificed his son to bridge the gap between us and eternal life. Now, I can't vouch for how credible this story is. It's an inspirational story that I found online, but whether true or not, I think it definitely shapes our perspective for today. And can there be any wonder that he caused, you know, the earth to tremble and the skies to darken when Christ died, that God did that? And how does he feel when we speed along through life giving, you know, not a second thought to what was done for us through Jesus Christ? I think we need daily reminders. I certainly do need daily reminders of Christ's sacrifice for us and how blessed we are to have it. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories of your own you'd like to share with us, you can send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post them on our Facebook wall today. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Today's song is Bring Him Home by Joshua Creek.
Riding through the desert, an ocean filled with sand, hot and sweaty fingers grip the weapons in his hands. Voice as loud as thunder, or soft as butterflies. He carries out his mission, brothers by his side. Him say, Lord.